This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Under mounting pressure to take action against the spread of the coronavirus, U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended travel from Europe to the United States, except for the United Kingdom, for 30 days starting on Friday. Ryan Brooks reports for Reuters.
Tonight, I want to speak with you about...
The White House had to roll back key details in a speech made by U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday, where he announced a travel ban on Europe to the U.S. in response to the coronavirus. In a rare Oval Office speech, Trump said all travel would be banned and all trade and cargo. After triggering confusion, the president was forced to clarify his statement in a tweet moments later that, quote, trade will in no way be affected and that the restriction stops people, not goods. It's also not a complete travel ban. The sweeping measures do restrict the movement of people from 26 European countries, but does not apply to U.S. permanent residents. In his speech, Trump also pulled no punches in pointing the finger at Europe, saying they were partly to blame for the spread of the virus in the U.S.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. Major sporting events are now affected, too. Here's Denny Kapp from Reuters.
The NBA has suspended its season until further notice after calling off Wednesday night's Thunder-Jazz game just before tip-off. A person with knowledge of the situation has told the Associated Press that Jazz All-Star center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. The NBA says the test result was reported shortly before the start of the game, and players were told to return to their locker rooms. About 30 minutes later, fans were told the game had been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. I'm Denny Kapp.
American actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have announced testing positive for the virus while filming a movie in Australia. The virus has infected more than 126,000 people and killed more than 4,600. This is VOA News.